I don't get to travel as much as I'd like, but I live vicariously through travel writers like Chris Muther, wandering with him through the town of Bampton, the setting for Downton Abbey, or with him discovering the island of Bekwe and St. Vincent in the Grenadines. So it was stunning to recently read that Chris, my eyes around the world, was losing sight in his, and depending more and more on his third eye, his camera, a discovery that may be helpful for others with sight problems. Chris's column appears in the Boston Globe. Chris, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, this was pretty stunning to read, and I want to hear how it felt to write it for you. But first, tell people what happened. This started with severe cases of dry eye. You were taking a lot of drops. Then what happened?
I noticed my vision rapidly decreasing in my right eye. So I went to see my optometrist. She gave me a new prescription for contact lenses. And it didn't quite do the trick. And what we figured out was that I had cataracts.
Well, and that seems awfully young to most people to have cataracts, but it's not just that you had cataracts, which means the lens of your eye, it was clouded, needed to be replaced with a new artificial lens, but your other eye soon also went. You were on a trip and you came back and your doctor said, you need surgery today. This is the retina
yes.
at the back of your eye. It had detached in two places. So five surgeries in all?
Five and a few procedures on top of it. And I still am suffering with something called cystoid macular edema, which is where pockets of fluid sort of cause swelling in the macula.
Well, and we should mention, too, that when you had the retina surgery after your retina detached, you had a surgery that required you to lie for 22 hours a day for a week, face down.
Yes. Yeah.
So you had a lot of time to think. Were you thinking, I'm not going to be able to be a travel writer anymore?
I did have that feeling of, one, how do I write if I can't see? And then two, how can I travel if I can't get on a plane and I can't see very well? I sort of thought that it would be the end of travel writing for me.
And also a living that you loved. I mean, everybody wants to be someone like you that gets to travel the world and see all these things. Well, but then you started more and more. You'd always been taking photos, but you started taking them more and more. Tell us how the camera became the best eye.
Yeah, it really did. You know, even early days before my first retina detached, I became dependent on my camera because I couldn't see details very well. And the nice thing of having the camera was that it really did become my third eye.
And this is the thing that, you know, makes one think that this could be a great device for other people, whether or not they travel, because you would take the pictures, put them on, you know, laptops and blow them up. And then suddenly you could see.
Yeah, it sort of kind of gave me information about where I was. You know, if I couldn't make out a detail, I could go back and I could see more clearly in my laptop. And I feel like, yes, for people who do have some visual issues but are still able to kind of get out in the world, it's invaluable.
What are some of the details?
There'd be things like when I look at a mountain range and the distance, especially if the sun is hitting it in certain ways, there'd be sort of ruts and valleys in it that when I was looking, I could then see on my laptop. Even like sort of simple things, children's faces. I could see the joy in their faces if they were playing. You know, there's just so many architectural details which I couldn't make out that would be on buildings. Even though I couldn't see well, I was getting a lot of great feedback on my photos.
On your eye.
Exactly.
Chris, you've told us that you're in a good spell of vision right now, but this could act up again. You realize, actually, your family has had eye issues. There's probably some genetics involved here. And also we should note, since we're talking about this on, you know, national radio, this isn't something you kept from your editors, and they've been encouraging of you.
Yes, and after this column ran, I received so many emails, one of support, two of people kind of telling me that they've been through the same things. For travel writing, I never really want it to be sort of a woe is me kind of story. Travel is exciting, at least the kind of writing that I do. I try to take people to destinations, like you were saying. it's a way to sort of armchair travel the world.
Yeah, I was sweating when we didn't make the bus to go to Downton Abbey.
Exactly.
But I guess my question is, are you just taking it, you know, I guess month by month? I mean, just going to pack your bag and plan?
That's what I do. But I know that anything could happen. So I really do try to get out there as much as I possibly can. And I don't let eyesight be a deterrent.
Well, if I may say, Chris Muther, that's the other thing you did with that column. You told us, you know, get off your butts and we should go too, because you never know.
It's also made me really appreciative of the places that I do go.
Chris Muther, again, his travel column appears in the Boston Globe. We'll link you at herenow.org. Thank you.
Thank you so much.